ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فهو المهتد، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم. وبعد. And as to what follows, today we have the delight to be sitting in the presence of Sheikh Muhammad Hassan, who is a well-known da'iya and student of knowledge from Egypt, well-known throughout the Middle East, the Arab world, and throughout the Muslim world in general. He's a person who has traveled to many different places. Inshallah, today he will be discussing with us the important point of let us increase our iman for an hour or for a moment. Let us think of how to increase our iman. فَلْيَتَفَضَّلْ مَشْكُورًا Inshallah.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأحبابه وأتباعه، وعلى كل من اهتدى بهديه واستنى بسنته وقتشى أثره إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فحياكم الله جميعا أيها الأحبة الكرام، وأشهد الله أنني أحبكم جميعا في الله، وأسأل الله عز وجل أن يجمعنا مع المتحابين بجلاله في ظل عرشه يوم لا ظل إلا ظله. هيا بنا نؤمن ساعة. هذا هو عنوان محاضرتنا مع حضراتكم، وكما تعودت فسوف ينتظم حديثي مع حضراتكم في هذا الموضوع المهم في العناصر التالية. أولا، تجديد الإيمان. ثانيا، قسوة القلوب. ثالثا، إلى أين المصير. رابعا، متى سنتوب. أولا، تجديد الإيمان. الإيمان قول وعمل، قول باللسان وتصديق بالجنان، وعمل بالجوارح والأركان. يزيد بالطاعة وينقص بالذنوب والعصيان. قال تعالى: هو الذي أنزل السكينة في قلوب المؤمنين ليزدادوا إيمانا مع إيمانهم. فلقد أثبت الله عز وجل في الآية زيادة في الإيمان، ليزدادوا إيمانا مع إيمانهم. وفي الحديث الذي رواه الطبراني والحاكم، هو حديث حسن، أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من حديث عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص: إن الإيمان ليخلق في جوف أحدكم، إن الإيمان ليخلق في جوف أحدكم كما يخلق الثوب، أي كما يبلى الثوب، فاسألوا الله أن يجدد الإيمان في قلوبكم.
The Sheikh حفظه الله began by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending peace and blessings upon his messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, and by making dua for us and him by saying first that he wishes to cause you to bear witness and to know that by Allah he loves you for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he makes dua by saying May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has gathered us here together in love because of Him, gather us again together in the abode of eternity in Al-Jannah, insha'Allah. The topic for today, as the Shaykh has outlined for us, shall revolve around four main points. We have stated to you the topic sentence, which is, let us come together in belief for 1 hour. Let us remember Allah, come together in belief for 1 hour. The Shaykh inshaAllah shall focus on four main points, as he has become accustomed to. First, tajdeedul iman, renewing faith. Secondly, the hardening of the hearts and its cure. Third, to where do we move? Where to are we going? What is our end? What are we striving for? Fourth, when will we turn to Allah in repentance? The Shaykh began with the first of the important points, which is tajdeedul iman, the renewing of our faith in increasing it, by making an important point from the point of the aqeedah of belief in Allah, that we as Muslims believe iman is a statement that is made due to belief in the heart that is shown by the actions of the body. Statement of the tongue, because of the belief in the heart, worked with the actions of the hands, the body, the limbs. This is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described in the Qur'an, as the ulama have described, that iman increases. Yazid, the ta'ah, increases when you obey Allah, and decreases when you disobey Allah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in the Qur'an, هُوَ الَّذِي, it is He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has brought down tranquility on the hearts of the believers to increase them in belief. The important point of this ayah is that Allah says that they are believers, but yet their belief is increased by Allah's mercy and tranquility descending upon them. Also in the hadith, which is narrated by Al-Imam Al-Tabrani and Al-Imam Al-Hakim, with a sanad that is hasan or good, sound hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, iman decreases or becomes worn out as your clothing becomes worn out. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua by saying, may Allah allow you to renew your iman. May Allah allow you, give you the ability to renew your faith.
وفي الحديث الذي رواه أبو نعيم والديلمي وهو حديث صحيح من حديث عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما من القلوب قلب إلا وله سحابة كسحابة القمر ما من القلوب قلب إلا وله سحابة كسحابة القمر فبين القمر مضيء إذ علته سحابة فأظلم فإذا تجلت عنه أضاء. نعم أيها الأحبة، إذا تراكمت سحب المعاصي والذنوب على القلب حجبت نور الإيمان في القلب، إذا تراكمت سحب المعاصي والذنوب حجبت نور الإيمان في القلب، وأصبح صاحب هذا القلب يعيش في وحشة في ظلمة، ويصبح هذا القلب المظلم بالمعصية فريسة للشيطان وللهوى وللنفس الأمارة بالسوء، إذ أن مكمن الخطر أن الفتن تعرض على القلب، كما في صحيح مسلم من حديث حذيفة ابن اليمان رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال تعرض الفتن على القلوب كعرض الحصير عودا عودا، تعرض الفتن على القلوب كعرض الحصير عودا عودا، فأي قلب أشربها نكتت فيه نكتة سوداء، وأي قلب أنكرها نكتت فيه نكتة بيضاء، حتى تعود القلوب على قلبين، قلب أسود مربادا كالكوز مزخيا لا يعرف معروفا ولا ينكر منكرا إلا ما أشرب من هواه، وقلب أبيض لا تضره فتنة ما دامت السماوات والأرض.
The Sheikh حفظه الله began by continuing and saying, also narrated by Abu Nu'aym and Ad-Daylami with an authentic chain of narrations, hadith sahih, from the statement of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu wa ardah, that he said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, no heart is free from having a cloud that may come and cover it up, just like how the moon may sometimes be covered up by clouds. Just like the moon will be covered up by clouds, the cloud will move in and shade the moon so that you will not be able to see its brightness. Such is the heart. When the cloud comes over it, its brightness is diminished. Its iman is diminished. The Sheikh explains to us this hadith by saying, these are the sins, the clouds are the sins that may come and cover one's heart. And when the heart becomes covered, it hides the brightness and the true faith, restricts it from shining and spreading throughout the rest of the body, influencing the person to do more and more good. For once a heart becomes darkened, Muslim, once it becomes darkened by sin, then it becomes a target for the shaitan, the devil, for al-hawa, lusts, for evil, for ma'asi, more sins. All of these things come later into play. And this is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to us, that the fitna, the trials, the tribulations, the evils are come and pass over the heart, as the hadith will explain to us soon, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith narrated by Imam Muslim from the hadith of Hudhaifa ibn al-Yamam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fitna passes over or begins to envelop the heart just like how sticks, or you will build a shade one on top of the other until it will cover it. The more covering, the darker the heart will get, until nuktatun sawda, a dark spot, it may begin just with one dark spot, will be placed on the heart. This one sin will begin to spread and spread with more and more sinning until it will envelop the whole heart. Then this heart will be darkened and it will never order ma'ruf, it will never order what is good, and will never prohibit what is evil. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives us the example of the enlightened bright heart, which is the heart that is full of iman, that does not have these darkened covers of fitna and sin. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, as for this heart, it is free from all of this.
والسؤال الآن أيها الإخوة الكرام، كيف أجدد الإيمان في قلبي؟ إذا كان الإيمان يحتاج إلى تجديد، فكيف أجدد الإيمان في قلبي؟ ولتجديد الإيمان في القلب كثير من الوسائل. أولها ركوب سفينة النجاة وسط هذه الرياح الهوجاء والأمواج المتلاطمة من الفتن. هذه السفينة هي المساجد. ان تلزم بيوت الله عز وجل وان تحافظ على الصلوات الخمس في جماعة. ان تحافظ على الصلوات الخمس في جماعة. فالصلاة تطهر القلب وتطهرك من الذنب. الصلاة الى الصلاة كفارة لما بينهما مجتنبة الكبائر. فان زل الانسان في معصية ثم جاء الى بيت الله عز وجل للصلاة غفر الله سبحانه وتعالى ذنبه وطهره ما دام لم يرتكب كبيرة من الكبائر. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في الحديث الذي رواه البخاري ومسلم من حديث ابي هريرة رضي الله عنه: الا ادلكم على ما ينفي الله به الخطايا ويرفع الدرجات؟ قالوا: بلى يا رسول الله. قال: اصباغ الوضوء على المكاره، اي على الاعضاء، او في وقت شدة البرد اصباغ الوضوء على المكاره، وكثرة الخطى الى المساجد، وانتظار الصلاة بعد الصلاة. فذلكم الرباط، فذلكم الرباط، فذلكم الرباط. وفي الصحيحين ايضا من حديث ابي هريرة ان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: ارأيتم لو ان نهرا على باب احدكم يغتسل فيه كل يوم 5 مرات، ايبقى من درنه شيء؟ اي هل سيبقى على جسمه شيء من القاذورات او النجاسات؟ قالوا: لا يا رسول الله. قال: فذلك مثل الصلوات الخمس ينفي الله بهن الخطايا. وفي الصحيحين ايضا من حديث ابي هريرة انه صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من غدا الى المسجد او راح اعد الله له نزلا في الجنة كلما غدا او راح.
The Sheikh Hafizahullah continues by saying, now you and I may be asking ourselves the important question of how do I renew my faith? How do I renew my iman? The Sheikh says there are many ways that a person may do this. The first of which that the Sheikh explains to us is by being linked constantly with the masajid, with the mosques. Especially by praying the 5 daily prayers if you have the ability in them. And this, as the Sheikh makes a simile, symbolism for us by saying it is like riding the only ship that is found when the dark seas are moving in. The dark seas of fitna. So this is the ship, this is the way to salvation. To enter into the masajid, enter them, pray your 5 daily prayers, meet the brothers, increase your iman in such a way. The Sheikh proved this to us with the authentic hadith narrated by both Bukhari and Muslim from the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, should I not tell you of the thing that if you do, or the things that if you do it, it will remove and extinguish your sins and raise you higher and higher in levels? So the Sahaba asked him, what is this, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He said, to perform wudu at the times that may be of hardship. The Sheikh explains by giving us 2 understandings, meaning making wudu on your body parts fully, or making wudu when it's cold. So even when it's cold and you don't feel like making wudu, you still make wudu. Also, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, so we understood to make wudu at these times, to make wudu perfectly and at the times of hardship. To walk and increase your steps to the masajid. Come to the masajid. Be constantly entering the masajid. And third, to wait for one salah after you have prayed one inside the mosque. Also, the hadith where the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba, if there was a river in front of any of your house, if in front of your house, do you think that if you took a bath in it 5 times a day, you would have any impurity on you? The Sahaba said, no, O Messenger of Allah. He told them, such is the 5 prayers in the masjid, such is the 5 prayers, it cleanses your sins once after the other, every time you pray. Also the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this hadith I had actually forgotten to translate it for you in the beginning, the salah after the salah clears the sins as long as the major sins are stayed away from. Salah, praying prayer after prayer, will cleanse your sins away as long as you stay away from the major sins.
ومن الوسائل التي تجدد الإيمان أيضا في القلب المواظبة والمحافظة على مجالس العلم. ففي مجلس العلم تتعلم الحلال والحرام والسنة والبدعة والخير والشر، وتسمع القرآن وتسمع كلام النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام، فيرق قلبك ويتجدد إيمانك ويزداد. ولذلك يقول عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه: اطلب قلبك في 3 مواطن، اطلب قلبك في 3 مواطن، عند سماع القرآن، وفي مجالس الذكر، وفي أوقات الخلوة. عند سماع القرآن وفي مجالس الذكر، أي في مجالس العلم، وفي أوقات الخلوة، أي حينما تكون وحيدا تغلق على نفسك الأبواب والنوافذ، اطلب قلبك في هذه المواطن. فإن لم تجد قلبك في هذه المواطن فسل الله أن يمن عليك بقلب، فإنه لا قلب لك. فمجالس العلم تقوي الإيمان في القلب، تجدد الإيمان في القلب، تتعلم فيها عن الله وعن رسوله. لذا يا إخوة، يجب أن نعلم أن أول أمر ينبغي أن يطلب وأن يحرص على طلبه في هذه الدنيا هو العلم. ولن يأمر الله نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم بطلب زيادة من شيء إلا من العلم. قال تعالى: وقل رب زدني علما. وكان النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام شديد الحفاوة بطلاب العلم، كما في الحديث الذي رواه الطبراني وغيره بسند جيد من حديث صفوان ابن عسال المرادي رضي الله عنه، قال: أتيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو متكئ في المسجد على برد له أحمر، فقلت: يا رسول الله، إني جئت أطلب العلم. فقال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام: مرحبا مرحبا بطالب العلم، إن طالب العلم تحفه الملائكة بأجنحتها، ثم يركب بعضهم بعضا حتى يبلغ السماء الدنيا من محبتهم لما يطلب. فمجالس العلم تقوي الإيمان في القلب. كذلك كثرة الذكر، ذكر الله في الليل والنهار وفي كل الأحوال والأحيان، كما في الصحيحين من حديث أبي موسى الأشعري أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: مثل الذي يذكر ربه والذي لا يذكر ربه كمثل الحي والميت. ومنها أيضا زيارة المقابر، زيارة مقابر المسلمين، ومنها أيضا عيادة المرضى، ومنها الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر، ومنها الصدقة، صدقة السر. كل هذا مما يجدد الإيمان في القلب.
The Sheikh continued and went on by saying, another thing that will help you in renewing your faith and increasing your faith is to be from those who sit amongst those who have knowledge seeking knowledge, to be constantly trying to seek knowledge, and to sit in the places where knowledge is being dispensed and given out. For when you are sitting, as we are sitting, the Sheikh points out today, you learn what is halal, what is haram. You learn what is sunnah, what is bid'ah. You learn what is good, what is evil. You learn verses from the Qur'an and their explanations. You learn hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the truth in them. All of these are things that you will only find when you are in the company of those who are dispensing the knowledge that is rightfully the first thing that you should be seeking. As Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, and this is an important thing that you are to focus on, he says, seek your heart in three places. Try to find if you have a heart in one of these three places. When you listen to the Qur'an, see if you feel something in your heart. When you are in the state of dhikr, talab al-ilm, people speaking of knowledge, the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, verses of the Qur'an, when you are in the state of being reminded of Allah, see, do you feel something in your heart? And when you are alone by yourself. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud says, in these three places, if you look and you see that you don't feel something in your heart, ask Allah to give you a heart, for you have not been given one. The Sheikh continues by saying, Hafidhahullah, that the first thing, the most important thing that a person should seek is knowledge. As we see, the Prophet ﷺ was never ordered anywhere in the Qur'an by Allah to ask Allah for an increasement of something except knowledge. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Taha, وَقُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا, and ask me, supplicate to me, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, increase me in knowledge. O Allah, increase me in knowledge. Also, in the authentic hadith narrated by al-Imam al-Tabrani with a sanad that is jayyid, with a chain of narration that is good, from the hadith of Safwan, that he says he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he found him lying down on a red carpet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he came to him and he said, O Messenger of Allah, I have come seeking knowledge. جِئْتُ أَطْلُبَ الْعِلْمِ. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sat up and told him, مَرْحَبًا بِطَالِبِ الْعِلْمِ. Happiness, good tidings, welcome to the one who is coming to seek knowledge. Verily the one who comes to seek knowledge is enveloped by the angel's wings. And they ride one on top of the other until they reach the sky of this dunya for the love of what he has come in seeking. The Shaykh also mentions to us the authentic hadith narrated by both Bukhari and Muslim by Abi Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu arda. He says the parable or the example of the one who remembers Allah, الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ اللَّهِ, and the one who does not remember Allah, meaning knowledge, also is like the living and the dead. Also from the things that will renew our faith, the Sheikh went on quickly without giving us lots of explanation due to our time limit, is ordering what is good, forbidding what is evil, giving sadaqah when no one may know, no one may see you. Doing all of these worshipping acts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase you and renew your faith.